I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. And helping us navigate the Wild West of the ETF world is Tom Lydon. He joins us each week at this time. Tom is the editor of ETF Trends. And I want to make it clear, while we're always talking about ETFs to buy here, and we're talking about the trends that make it, yes, you should buy this now, this is in the market's sweet spot or what have you, that's a lot of what we do here with Tom, you should also understand that ETF Trends is about a lot more than that. If you are an ETF investor, you should be checking it out, because soup to nuts, it's a great site that's going to help you understand the landscape a lot better. And then it's also going to have some of that trend information that you want so much. So it's ETFtrends.com, on Twitter, at ETFtrends. Tom's on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now he's here. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Happy New Year, Chuck.
And to you, too. Our ETF of the week is...
the Wisdom Tree Europe Hedged Equity Fund, ticker H-E-D-J.
H-E-D-J, the Wisdom Tree Europe Hedged Equity Fund. You know, this is an interesting pick to start the year with, because we've had a lot of folks saying, hey, I still want to be riding more in the U.S. than I do international. So why are we taking a look? And with our first, well, we actually did the ETF of the week last week after New Year's Day, because you normally are on Thursdays, but we moved you to Friday last week. But so with our second, I guess it is, ETF of the week, but so early in the year, why are we looking towards Europe now?
Well, a couple things, Chuck. Yeah, it's been a nice year for U.S. stocks in 2014. It's actually been a great 5 years. And you really didn't have to look outside the U.S. if you were looking to make money. But the trends don't always accommodate you year after year after year. So for the average investor that's diversified overseas, it may be important to look at your overseas holdings because maybe there's opportunity. So a couple things. First of all, this is Europe. We know that Europe's had trouble. Europe has not recovered from the financial crisis as healthy as we have here in the U.S. And we now see a lot of discussion from the European Central Bank about increasing monetary policy. What in fact that does is will help hopefully stimulate the economy, hope that businesses will borrow more, hope that investors will borrow more and put that money to work, but we don't really know how that's going to pan out. It worked well for a period of time here in the U.S., but now we're actually on the other side of that play here as we may see higher rates. All in, what that's going to mean, though, is when we increase rates here in the U.S., the dollar's going to increase, especially if overseas and the euro and the European Central Bank is increasing monetary policy that will decline the value of the euro. What that means for investors here in the U.S. who have money in Europe is even though the European stock market might appreciate in value, tied back to the U.S. dollar, you could actually lose money. And this happened about three decades ago in a real big way. But for the average investor today, you probably don't remember that, or maybe you didn't have money at the time. Currency fluctuation is a real big deal, and for the average investor, you're going to have to understand it quickly, especially pertaining to your European allocations. And a lot of us are affected by Europe.
Yes, but one of the things you said in there was with the Fed raising rates this year, we have had a lot of people forecasting different things with regards to the Fed. Some of which are, you're not going to see a rate increase till the end of the year. Some of which are, you're not going to see a real rate increase until next year. So does this also play out with the Wisdom Tree Europe Hedged Equity Fund, where we're looking at, you know, 200-day moving average and the rest of this? Or are you also making a call on interest rates and going, no, I think it's going to happen sooner than later?
Well, that scenario could happen, Chuck. But at the same time, the ECB could actually be increasing monetary policy, which even if the Fed did nothing, it still could affect a lower euro, which means the price of the dollar would go up. So I think you have two different things at play here, and yet we have to be very much aware of how those different moves by central banks in the U.S. and also in Europe could affect currency and then how that affects your portfolio. So specific to this, here's a recommendation. And I'm not saying that you sell all your global equity positions, but what the average investor should do if they feel strongly about having money specifically in Europe and you think that there's opportunity, at least hedge it 50%. So whatever allocation you might have directed towards Europe, or whether that be a percentage of your global mutual funds or your global ETFs, try to allocate at least a portion that's hedged against a declining euro. And an easy way to do that is look at your overall allocation outside the U.S., look at Morningstar or Yahoo Finance and find out what percentage of that is allocated towards Europe. Take that dollar amount and then reduce your percentage and put in an equal percentage into the WisdomTree Euro hedged equity. If you're to do that, it's going to take that currency play and that currency risk off the table to some degree and be more of a pure equity play.
Well, it's a really interesting strategy, and particularly in light of everything that's going on, both with the idea that you don't want to fight the feds or the central feds and the ECB, and also with what's going to happen as we see the market changing. It is the WisdomTree Europe Hedged Equity Fund. Ticker symbol is HEDJ. It is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. You can get more information at ETFTrends.com. You can follow on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom Lydon, thanks as always for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, up next, as the Thursday edition of Money Life continues, it's Matt Paschke. He's portfolio manager with the Luthold Wieden Management Group. We'll be talking about money markets and more as we continue to live the money life in just a moment.